Shalom Aleichem, everybody. As we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Tetzaveh, and at the very same time we prepare for Parshas Zachar, which we're lighting this Shabbos, and of course the Yom Tov of Purim, which can't be far behind. Of course, the Ikra of the Yom Tov of Purim and Parshas Zachar is Mechias Amalek, is the mitzvah to get rid of not only the individuals named Amalek, and that's certainly the tzura of the mitzvah, but also the ra that's within Klal Yisrael, within us, to try to improve the things that we do. So let me share with you a thought on the Bior Hara, and then a thought on the Megillah. We know that at the end of the Megillah, it says, Mordechai HaYehudi was Rotzi L'Roi Vechav. And the Gemara darshins, L'Roi Vechav V'Loi L'Chalechav. That after all was said and done, and the Megillah story came to an end, Mordechai remained in the palace of the king. And there were those who had complaints against him. Who had complaints? Pirshu Mimenu Miksa Sanhedrin. There were some leaders of Klal Yisrael that were Pirish. And they said, Godel Tamatayra Me'atzos Nefashis. When he learned, it's more that when he's involved in saving lives. So Sefer in his drashas on page Kuf Tzadik Aleph of the standard print is two very strong questions. He says, first of all, what Hatzalah are we talking about? Haman and his cronies were already gone. Esther was the queen and she was known as a Jewish woman. What Hatzalah is there after the miracle of Purim has already taken place? Well, why does he have to continue there? Why doesn't he go and switch to go back to sitting and learning? He should have retired from the prime ministership and gone to learn. Second question: Pirshu Mimenu Miksa Sanhedrin. Seems there's some machlokes of gedolim here. What was the machlokes? So some sefer says a fascinating thing. Some sefer says that after the miracle of Purim, all those that were formed, that were adukim, that were connected to Torah, that were connected to Mordechai, the followers of Mordechai and Klal Yisrael, they were all saved. There was no problem. However, there were other Jews, as is always the case. There were those who were not the followers of Gedolei Yisrael. There were those who felt that something else should be done, that they have to go their own way. They didn't consider themselves to be those that were included in the kavutza of Mordechai. And those Jews were still in Sakana. The Goyim in the world were against Klal Yisrael, so those who they saw as the followers of Mordechai left alone. But those that were less firm, they were still in danger, and they needed the protection of Mordechai. Incredible thing that some sefer says. He says the following. He says, Pirshu Mimenu Miksa Sanhedrin. Why? And they said, why are you so involved in the Malchus just to help the people that don't follow you, the people that don't follow Torah? These are people that were purish from Torah. So that's not a good enough reason. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is cleaning out Klal Yisrael, so to speak. An expression, Kaitzim hu mechalem in akerem. The Bava Metzia Pei Gimel, the Gemara says, sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu cleans out the thorns. You don't have to be busy leaving the Sanhedrin and being a prime minister just to save those types of Jews. So Pirshu Mimenu Miksa Sanhedrin. Apparently, there were Chalukei Dayos on this. But some of the Sanhedrin held that Mordechai was doing the wrong thing. So Seif is coming here to write. He writes, first of all, that was Amalek style all the time. Even in the Midbar, the Amalek was not able to enter into within the Anani HaKavit. And as we learn, that they only were able to attack HaNichsholim HaCharecha, only those that were Chutz L'Anani HaKavit anyway. They were only able to attack those. So Mordechai taught Klal Yisrael a rule. He said that when the nations of the world stand up against us, it doesn't matter if a Jew is religious or not religious, if he's a learner or not a learner, if he follows the Gadol Hadar. He doesn't follow the Gadol Hadar. When a non-Jew stands up against Klal Yisrael, we have to stand up for him. And this is the language that the Chassam Sefer writes. V'chein shamati me'rabim b'nei amenu. And this I've heard from many Jews. Hayu oimrim alachenu anshei hatzava, who said about those Jews of his generation who were in the government army, Hakaitzim is barmin akerem. Kadosh Baruch Hu is driving out the thorns from the vineyard. So they're marchik, they distance, they don't try to do things for these Jews. So to some sefer, v'sharu luhum arayu, Hashem should forgive them. We don't let something stay, something like that, betuna deliba, such a thought in a person's heart. Im taivshi is baru, if it's God's will to get rid of them, avalaymin anashim shalay b'nei Yisrael hema. But not that we should stand by when the nations of the world stand up against Jews anywhere. And this, he says, is the pshat in Mordechai HaYehudi, Mishnah HaMelech HaChashverosh, the Gadol LaYehudim. Gadol, we know in Nach, and I mentioned in the past, is always a language of doing chesed, of doing kindness. The Gadol LaYehudim, he did tremendous chesed to Jews, to many Jews. Why? Because he held of Shalom to all Jews, no matter who they were. And Mimela, it became controversial. They should leave the Sanhedrin, he should be Isaac in something when all of the firm community was safe. That surprised them. And for that, there's some safer takes to learn from the Megillah, an important lesson of Klal Yisrael, the togetherness of Klal Yisrael, the oneness of Klal Yisrael, and then it has to be preserved. Let me move on to a technical point about the Megillah. I had mentioned, probably here in the previous years, that B'Shushan Abira Harugu Chamesh Me'esish. In Shushan, they only killed 500 people. Now, that's not a lot. The first day, thousands, tens of thousands of enemies of Klal Yisrael, and in Shushan they killed only 500 people, and then they asked for a second day in Shushan, a second day. Why a second day in Shushan? Shushan is very schwach in their killing of their enemies. What's going on? So, I'd like to share with you the insight. The insight is that when you read the Megillah, you have to know Shushan is the name of the city. Shushan Habira is not a city. Shushan Habira is the palace complex of the king. And when it says Shushan Habira Hargu Chamesh Me'esesh, it doesn't mean the city of Shushan. It means within the king's palace, they killed 500 people. In other words, it was something that was worthy of mention, not because of the number of people, but because even within the king's palace, some were killed. Now, once you know this idea, you'll see it in the Megillah. Right away in Pasuk Hey, in the beginning of the Megillah, Ubamalai Sayamim Va'elei, after the Melech Achashverosh finished his 180-day Suda, his party, he made a separate party, a separate mishta for those that were weir. Doesn't say in Shusha. So Bishushan Habira. Let me go Delvad Katan, from baby to elder. Mishta Shivas Yam, 7 more days. The Chatzar Ginas Bisan HaMelech, in the courtyard of the palace of the king. I don't understand. If you think it means the whole city of Shushan, Mikotan Vagadol, from young to old, you think they all fit in the courtyard of the king? Shushan was a gigantic city. Could it be? But now we know the secret. It doesn't say. It says, Asa Amelech Hamnim Sam Bishushan Abir. He made a separate party for those that were in his palace. The Gemara says he did so because in case others would rebel, he wanted the ones closest to him to be loyal to him. And there, so they all fit in the palace of the Melech. The same thing later we read, Ish Yehudi Hoya B'Shushan Abir Rosh Mai Mardechai. What's the godless? If it means that Ish Yehudi was in the city of Shushan, well, why do you have to match Ish Yehudi Ayub Shushan? We, the Torah doesn't do that. The Torah doesn't tell us Yaakov was in this city or Yitzchak was in that city or any such thing. It's not telling you the city that they were in. It's telling you Ish Yehudi Ayub Shushan Habira, the king's palace. It is in a circle. There was a jewel. Oh, that's a chiddush. Ish Yehudi Ayub Shushan Habira. Shushan Habira is the king's palace. The same thing, Vahadas Nidna Bishushan Habira, Vayir Shushan Navaycha, Paragam Pazazot. The Das Nidna, the rule went out, Shushan Habira, Vayir Shushan Navaycha. The same Pazazot, clearly the two things, there's the Ir Shushan and the Shushan Habira. The ruling came out from Shushan Habira, the ruling came out from the palace. Vayir Shushan Navaycha, and everybody all around, was said. The Mela, with this we understand, Shushan Abiru Harugra Yehudim Va'abeit Chamesh Me'esish. 500? Only 500 in the capital city? That's it? Ah, no. 500 in Shushan Habira. 500 in the palace. Ah, so we learned the Taich word. We learned Shushan Habira, Bira, is a big building. It's a big building. Actually, you know that. Actually, you do know that. It's in Bava Kama, the Mishnah Chavez. Talks about a camel that's loaded with flax, gomalaton pishtan, and the flax caught fire, vidlika sabira, and it burnt down a big building. The camel is walking, and it caught fire from someone else's fire, and it burnt down a building. So the question is, who pays? The owner of the fire, the owner of the donkey? But vidlika sabira, what does it mean it burnt a bira? Bira, it means a large building, a large area. That was destroyed. And so, we have learned a Taich word. We have learned a meaning. Shushan is one thing. Shushan Abir is something else. And you listen to the Megillah, you shall take notice. It is that way. What's fascinating is that before Paras HaMadai was Babel. In Babel, there was a similar idea. Babel was the name of the country, and Babel was the name of the city. When you learn, you have to understand that there's one Babel and there's another Babel. Gemara says that at one point they changed the name of Babel to Borsif. They switched that Babel to Borsif. We don't find anywhere the country is called Borsif. It's always called Babel. Terah says the city of Babel at some point was changed. I guess it was confusing to have a city and a country with the same name. But for most of the time, there was Babel the city and Babel the country, sort of like New York, New York. Same thing. The Shushan, it was Shushan the country, and Shushan Abira, which is the palace of Shushan. And with that, I want to wish everybody not only a wonderful Shabbos, but a meaningful Purim. One and all are invited to my home, Leil Purim, this Monday night. Please join us for Simchas Purim, in the proper spirit of Purim. Purim day, I plan to be home. I usually learn, for an hour after the Vesika Minyan. And then I head home. So I guess from 11 and on, I hope to be home. Hope to greet one and all of you on the upcoming Purim in the right spirit of growth in Avodas Hashem.